and well, in the last couple of years, it's felt like we've been there again. But we do have some numbers out this morning that are a bit encouraging, but also a bit worrisome. I had to be always kind of on both sides of an issue. But today we got the GDP, gross domestic product, not the advanced number for the third quarter. Of course, GDP is a great measurement of our economy because it's the sum total of all the goods and services that we produced in the third quarter. There were three numbers. There's an advanced number. That's one that came out today. Then there'll be two more revisions of that before the final number. The number that came out this morning was 2%. That's right in line with what was expected. That's a little better than the previous quarter, which was 1.7. But the third quarter of last year was 5%. And what's worrisome about the 2%, I mean, it is a positive number, and it's a string of positive numbers. But we have to have a growth rate in the GDP much higher than that to make any headway whatsoever in lowering that troublesome unemployment rate, which still hovers around 10%. And by the way, a week from today, we kind of get the mother of all numbers. We get all the employment data for September. We get the number of non-farm payroll jobs created or lost. We get the unemployment rate. We get the average work week number, all that kind of stuff. Next Friday, a week from today, that'll be a very important number. Let's talk about housing a little bit. This is a report that came out yesterday afternoon from the Arkansas Realtors Association headquartered down in Little Rock, and it reflected that if you look at September of 2010 versus September of 2009, that on a statewide basis, the home sales were down 21%. If you look at Sebastian County, we were down about 15%. Crawford County was down about 27%. That's just one month, September this year, September of last year. If you compare year-to-date numbers, it's much better. For the whole state year-to-date, housing sales are only down about 0.9%, less than 1%. We're down a little less than 2% in Sebastian County. Crawford County was down about 11.5%. But here's an encouraging number. If you look at the prices, the average price of these homes that were sold, on a year-to-date basis, Sebastian County housing prices reflected in what's been sold here today, we're up a little over 5%, whereas statewide, only about 0.5%, and about dead even in Crawford County. So I guess the good news is when you hear all these horrible housing numbers, and we realize that was the epicenter of what happened to us 2 years ago, was the crisis in housing and mortgages and all that, we weathered that much better, Bill, here in our listing area than in most other parts of the country. And these two counties here that we talk about all the time, I don't have the data for Oklahoma, really look very good on a statewide comparison.
And looking at the news today, commodity prices have been going up and down, but seem to be more going up, and that does affect plans for the future in terms of expenses to live.
Oh, sure, and it affects some of my very favorite things, like Velveeta cheese to make Rotel cheese dip with. That's one of my measurements. Well, that's how I measure inflation is.
How about chocolate?
Yeah, well, the kind of stuff I consume while I'm watching football games, or Tuesday I'm going to stay up half the night watching election results will be the same thing. And what really, it's interesting that you mention that, because if you look at live cattle and wheat and all kinds of commodity prices, they're up 20 to 30% year-to-date, and that really is in response to, for one thing, you mentioned the election results next Tuesday. The other thing that happens Tuesday and Wednesday of next week is the Fed meets, and on Wednesday at 1:15 our time, the Fed will announce QE2, which is quantitative easing second round, and we think they're going to announce they're going to buy about $500 billion of treasuries. In anticipation of that, gold and commodity prices have gone up because they're trying to hedge against the inflationary impact of this up to $500 billion of new money that the Fed's going to force into the system.
So everybody's trying to guess what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, isn't it?
All right. And we can make some good guesses with you, John. Thanks for joining us.
Take care, Bill.
All right. John Taylor, Stern AG and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Reach John by calling 479-782-2527. John Taylor at sternag.com. Darren Bob has the news coming up in just a moment, plus on the